Lucas is 45 years old. He's from France. He lives in Paris. He's married to Jeanette. They have 5 children. All of their children live with them, except Arthur, who lives in a small town in England. Arthur studies architecture there. Lucas is a translator, and he works 40 miles from Paris. It takes him almost an hour to go and about 45 minutes to come back. He leaves home at 7 o'clock and gets to his job at 8 o'clock. When he gets to his office, he always has a lot of documents waiting for him. He's responsible for a very special area of his department. He translates documents that come in English and Spanish. His wife is Spanish and his mother is English. He speaks and writes French, Spanish, and English fluently. He usually gets off work around 4 p.m. He takes a sandwich to work every day and eats it at 12 o'clock sharp. He prefers to continue his work without interruptions in order to go home as soon as possible.
Lesson 2. Page 5. Repeat. Number 1. She doesn't agree with Michael. Number 2. My brother is a pain in the neck. Number 3. She's on her way. Number 4. I'm on my way. Number 5. English is a piece of cake. Number 6. I don't agree with this. Number 7. Does he agree with you? Number 8. We are on our way. Lesson 4. Page 10. Repeat. Number 1. There is a microwave on the bench. Number 2. She has a stove, but she doesn't have an oven. Number 3. There isn't an oven in the kitchen. Number 4. My fridge isn't as big as your fridge. Number 5. Why is the blender on the sink? Number 6. This sink is as dirty as the floor.
Lee is 36 years old. He is from China. He lives in a small apartment with his wife and his daughter in Shanghai, a city with a population of 26 million people. He works in a factory that makes fridges and stoves. He doesn't like his boss because he is very demanding. Lee's factory is going very well, and his salary is increasing. Now he has a television, a dishwasher, and a washing machine. His wife wants to work, and she is looking for a job. Lee goes to work every day by bicycle. He leaves home at 5 o'clock in the morning. It takes him almost an hour to get to the factory. He works there from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. He gets back home at 3 o'clock. Lee lives relatively well in comparison with the majority of the people in Shanghai.
Lesson 8. Page 20. Repeat. Number 1. How many tires do you have? Number 2. This windshield is very dirty. Number 3. What color is your steering wheel? Number 4. My headlight is broken. Number 5. I can't use this gear. Number 6. Where are the brakes? Number 7. There are a lot of suitcases in the trunk. Lesson 9. Page 24. Repeat. Number 1. I would like something to eat. Number 2. He wants to buy something. Number 3. They want to drink something. Number 4. There's something in the basket. Number 5. She's going to watch something on TV. Number 6. Nancy wants to make something. Repeat. Number 1. Something is broken. Number 2. Something is different. Number 3. Something will happen. Lesson 10. Page 27. Repeat. Number 1. She's going to cook anything. Number 2. Does he have anything? Number 3. She wasn't learning anything.
Akira is 39 years old. He is married and has 2 children. He's from Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo is the most populous city in Japan. It has about 9.5 million inhabitants. Akira works at Honda, one of the most important companies in Tokyo. He is a managing director there. Akira doesn't see his family very often, because he works 13 hours every day and 7 hours on Saturday. He doesn't like to work so many hours, but he thinks this is the only way to move up in the organization and pay for the expensive private school where he sends his children.
Lesson 12. Page 33. Repeat. Number 1. Instead of beer, I'm drinking juice. Number 2. Instead of a bicycle, he wants a car. Number 3. Instead of a blender, I'm going to buy a microwave. Number 4. Instead of an oven, she wants a stove. Number 5. Instead of an apartment, he's going to buy a house. Number 6. Instead of a book, she's reading a magazine. Number 7. Instead of a motorcycle, they have a car. Number 8. Instead of a truck, I have a bus. Number 9. Instead of a briefcase, we have a suitcase. Number 10. Instead of a washing machine, Nancy has a dishwasher. Lesson 13. Page 36. Repeat. Number 1. Instead of working, he's studying. Number 2. Instead of talking to me, they are talking to you. Number 3. Instead of looking for her cat, she's looking for my cat. Number 4. Instead of taking a shower, he's sleeping. Number 5. Instead of negotiating with my company, she's negotiating with his company. Number 6. Instead of translating my documents, he's translating your documents. Number 7. Instead of buying an apartment, they're buying a house. Number 8. Instead of living in France, they are living in Spain. Lesson 15. Page 41. Repeat. Number 1. Nothing is impossible. Number 2. Nothing is as interesting as English. Number 3. Nothing will stop us. Number 4. Nothing can change. Number 5. Nothing is wrong. Number 6. Nothing is better than English. Number 7. Nothing can make me stop learning English.
Natasha is 24 years old. She lives with her mother and brother in a small apartment in Moscow, Russia. She is a chemist and works in a Russian laboratory. She likes her job because she has a good salary, and the laboratory is not far from her house. She goes to work by subway. The laboratory is only 3 subway stops away from her house. She usually reads novels in English while she goes to work. She always reads in English because she wants to take the TOEFL examination. If she passes it, she automatically receives an increase in her salary. She also wants to improve her English because she has a cousin who lives in the United States. Her cousin invites her to visit him in New York every year, but she doesn't have enough money to go. She wants to go next year, but she's not sure yet.
Lesson 17. Page 47. Repeat. Number 1. How many plants are there in your garden? Number 2. Does she like flowers? Number 3. Are the children playing in the mud? Number 4. Is there a tree next to your house? Number 5. Can you cut my grass? Number 6. I have a lot of plants in my garden. Lesson 19. Page 52. Repeat. Number 1. Can you put my suitcase in the trunk? Number 2. She's taking the cat out of the box. Number 3. Are you going to put the dog in the basket? Number 4. Can you take the sofa out of the living room? Number 5. He's putting the fridge in the kitchen. Lesson 20. Page 55. Repeat. Number 1. Can you take your laptop off my desk? Number 2. Don't put the basket on the table. Number 3. Is he taking the stapler off the desk? Number 4. He's putting the dishwasher on the sink. Number 5. She's taking the blender off the fridge.
Rosa is 24 years old. She lives with her parents in Madrid, Spain. She is a lawyer and she works at Microsoft. This is her first year in this company. She does a lot of the jobs that the other lawyers don't like to do. She knows how to use computers, and the other lawyers and secretaries in the office always ask her for help. She doesn't mind helping them, but sometimes she gets the impression that they are taking advantage of her. She also works in some of the cases that other lawyers don't want to work. She spends a lot of time at the court defending labor cases.
Lesson 22. Page 61. Repeat. Number 1. He is putting his shoes away. Number 2. Are you going to throw your tire away? Number 3. Can you put my tie away? Lesson 23. Page 64. Repeat. Number 1. I don't have a mattress, I have a sheet. Number 2. Instead of a pillow, she has a sheet. Number 3. My blanket is as beautiful as your blanket. Number 4. Instead of a fridge, I'm going to buy a closet. Number 5. Are you going to fold the blanket? Number 6. What time do you usually go to bed?
This news is from December 7th, 2021. Twitter has a new boss. Jack Dorsey is an American entrepreneur and philanthropist. He was born in 1976. He helped start the social media platform Twitter. In 2006, Dorsey and three other people created Twitter, and he became the company's boss 2 years later. Last week, he said that he was stepping down, but he would work for Twitter until 2022. Dorsey said that it was time to stop, and he also said that the new CEO would be Parag Agrawal. Since 2011, Agrawal worked at Twitter as the chief technology officer. Dorsey said that Agrawal would be a good boss.
Lesson 27. Page 76. Repeat. Number 1. Yesterday I did my homework in the evening. Number 2. She did the laundry yesterday. Number 3. I did the dishes at 9 o'clock. Number 4. He did his exercise before noon. Number 5. We did our homework last week. Lesson 28. Page 79. Repeat. Number 1. Every day I go to the butcher shop.
Yesterday I went to the butcher shop.
Number 2. Every day I go to the bank.
Yesterday I went to the bank.
Number 3. Every day I go to the bakery.
Yesterday I went to the bakery.
Number 4. Every day I go to school.
Yesterday I went to school.
Number 5. Every day I go to the gym.
Yesterday I went to the gym.
Number 6. Every day I go to the snack bar.
Yesterday I went to the snack bar.
Lesson 29. Page 82. Repeat. Number 1. Did you fold the blanket? Number 2. Did she work yesterday? Number 3. Did they call you? Number 4. Did he do his homework? Number 5. Did we study English yesterday? Number 6. Did it rain yesterday? Lesson 30. Page 85. Answer. Number 1. Did you do the laundry yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Number 2. Did she go to the bakery?
No, she didn't.
Number 3. Did you throw my book away?
No, I didn't.
Number 4. Did they go to France last year?
Yes, they did.
Number 5. Did he take a shower yesterday?
Yes, he did.
Number 6. Did I teach you Spanish?
No, you didn't.